Chapter 3
Alice folded herself into the shadows to watch the one-armed man help her Sydney into the carriage. Car, she reminded herself. With no one to share her wonder and fear, she hadn't bothered with the endless changes of the world, but she had noticed the way Sydney winced at her oddity. At the memory of his expression, as appalled and reluctantly curious as if he had cracked open the only fresh egg for breakfast to find a half-feathered chick inside, she sank deeper into the darkness. Across the lighted street, the one-armed man, Jonah, Sydney had named him, lingered beside the car door. The hook where his right hand should have been shone almost as bright as his amethyst eyes while he surveyed the night. His gaze passed over her. The invasive chill inside that never left her tensed for the attack, but she held herself still. The flares of devilish light that pulsed around the man and the car and Sydney would blind him to her small self. Jonah climbed into the car beside Sydney and wheeled the vehicle from the curb with a squeal against the pavement like a temperamental horse. At least Sydney had said he would have help for his wound. She looked down at the scalds from the devil's blood on her hands and curled her fingers into her frock, where congealed blood had glued the folds together. These marks would heal without any help at all, she had learned. How long ago had that realization ceased to make her lonely? And why was the terrible feeling, more caustic than ichor, back with a vengeance now? Memories teased her, as elusive as fall.